This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Maka, what are we doing now?
Okay, so in this, last hour of the show and the last live show for 2020, Fiona, Tass, Paul and myself, Maka, we're going to interview one of us at a time. So the next segment coming up is Fiona, Tass and Paul are going to interview me. I don't know how I got to go first. I'll probably get, you know, I like having the last word anyway. So just here on a serious note, it's refreshing to see two men who can thoughtfully deconstruct serious issues and provoke guests who need to be challenged for their ignorant views. Tass is the John Fane of Joy FM. Well, I'm actually not a big fan of John Fane since he tried to cut me off when in a previous time as president, and we were engaged in a battle with Jeff Kennett, yes, and Beyond, yes, Blue and, yes, Movember, and all sorts of things were going on, and he tried to cut me off. But fortunately, I reached across the panel and brought my microphone up.
Oh, you knew which button to press,
Maka. I knew, because I saw him.
I wouldn't know which button to press.
And the look on his face was like I just, you know, dropped a turd in the studio. So, anyway.
So what we're going to do, Maka, is we're going to take some time, really, to just have a conversation with each other. And we're going to take it in turns to be interviewed. So you're first cab off the rank, Maka.
Mm.
And I'm going to kick off with a really simple question, and that is, why are you involved with Saturday Magazine?
Well, it actually started when Jeff Hood was the main host of Saturday Magazine. And
he was a former president.
A former president, yes. And asked me on a couple of occasions to come in and you know, talk about, you know, some things. And I always liked the format of the program, and it's always been evolving. But to me, Joy is the voice and the platform of our community. Whether that is, you know, online, whether it's on air, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's on social media, that this is our community's voice in its 27th year. In its 27th year. And we are proudly independent Rainbow Media. And that independent voice is really, really important. And the voice for our community, whether you're 100 metres down in Bourke Street, whether you're 50 or 60 kilometres away in Daylesford, whether you're in the Northern Territory, whether you're in Gdansk, you can listen to Joy and you know that you're going to hear from a queer perspective and you'll hear independent voices. Of course, we will say things and we will express opinions, but there isn't, to my mind, a media platform anywhere else in the world that is as diverse as Joy, that is as independent as Joy, and that is as engaged as Joy. And you know what? Just think for a moment. If we didn't have Joy, right, we wouldn't know what was going on in the world. Our views wouldn't get out there. We wouldn't have been able to run a campaign as we did in the last couple of weeks around the conversion practices bill, which actually had an impact.
Mm.
And having the platform and having the honour of being on that platform makes my life a whole lot better.
Wow. Wow.
Maka, switch myself on there. So what do you think about the changes in the listenership to Joy? What's happening there?
My mic wasn't
there
working.
There we go. No, there's a the change in here. The listenership of Joy.
So I was going to say, we've gone from, you know, 27 years ago, metropolitan...
and we still are.
Metropolitan Melbourne. But through the internet now, we've got a much wider reach, both nationally and globally.
Yeah.
How do you think that Joy's role is going to move forward with that change in technology?
Look, Joy TV, you know, we've seen the programs we put there. You know, the recording of this program, Dolly's show... A whole lot of other performers that have appeared on Joy TV. Our social media presence, in terms of influence, we are perhaps the real influencers, not the people who get paid to, you know, take a picture of a piece of cake, right? We are the real influencers. In commercial and community radio, we are rated number 13. Now, 13 is unlucky for some. But it's not unlucky for our community. So how it's evolved is, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of podcast downloads a year. Joy has the largest, I'll repeat that, the largest library of LGBTI podcast material in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
Wow.
Now, that is an achievement of our community.
Wow.
That's something we can all be proud of. I see, as we move to the Pride Centre, that Joy is going to get stronger, it's going to become more diverse, it's going to become more engaged, and you know what? That is only a good thing, because as media becomes less and less independent, and I'm passionate about good journalism and about independent media, I'm sick of reading some of the shit that's served up and that is said on air. I'm sick of it.
You exposed me to that horrible television station from the US, Maka.
Oh, Tass had never watched...
I'd never seen it
before.
He'd
never watched Fox News.
And that's dreadful.
Tass was sitting there, like, with his mouth open like a gorilla waiting for a banana, right?
You could have come up with a better analogy, Maka.
He couldn't believe just what...
Rubbish.
What absolute fake news crap it was. And we're not that.
I've got a question for you, Maka, from 317. What individual do you admire and why in the mainstream media?
You know, I base how I view people and what I think of people not just on how what they sound like and what they say, but predominantly how they've engaged with Joy and how they've engaged with me. Now, not everyone's going to agree with me, but I regard Neil Mitchell as a very good friend. He's been a great support for me through some really difficult times. He's been a great supporter of this station. Don't forget, Joy and 3AW, when we did the outside broadcast at the City Square, it won the Commercial Radio Broadcast Award for the best outside broadcast and the Community Broadcasting Award. Never happened before in the same year. Peter Hitchener, I regard. So many of the ABC commentators and SBS. There are a few people on commercial radio and commercial television that I actually admire or even bother watching. So I'd have to say top of my list are the Joy broadcasters, because we do this for free. We do it, you know, in an environment that's sometimes difficult. It's very time sensitive. We've all got jobs. So number one are the Joy broadcasters. And then following that, someone like Neil Mitchell, and as I know, not everyone will agree with me, but at times where it's mattered for me and times where it's mattered for Joy, he's been a great supporter.
Maka, over the past year, of course, we know that there's been a lot more people listening to radio. How do you think, you know, Joy has gone... and you know, the importance of Joy increased this year when there's more people at home, there's more people looking for news and information about what's going on.
It's by being relevant. It's about being authentic. And look, everyone at Joy has worked incredibly hard. You know, from the CEO to, you know, all the paid staff, all the key volunteers, all the presenters, all the people behind the scenes... We've been committed to bringing our community and our allies, and don't forget, more than half our listeners are our allies. They're not of our community. And that's been really important, and that's seen the growth in our listenership and our relevance and our influence. And it's only going to grow further, I think, Fiona.
Maka, tell us about your year. What's been your highs and lows for the year?
Look, I think one of the highs is having the fortune to have a great partner and a fantastic dog, Patch the Greyhound, of course. That's one of the highs. Allied that with the team that I work with here on SatMag and the Joy board and the Joy staff, that has been a rock for me for the year. It's given, you know, a real purpose to who I am and what I do. I think the low for the year was probably when COVID really started to bite in Melbourne and lockdowns got progressively worse and Joy had to adapt to the new environment. We all had to adapt to the new work environment. I think going through that and coping with that was the low point for the year. You know, certainly I feel much better now. I've become a bit of a fascist about masks and about people social distancing and, you know, people just taking precautions. The high point for the year is how many days do we now have of no community transmission in Victoria?
I think it's 50 today.
I think it's 50, okay? 50. That is a huge achievement. I don't dismiss what happened in hotel quarantine. That was a cluster F, right? It was not good enough. And people died as a result. That was probably the biggest low point for the year. But where we are now and how Victorians have responded, and I do hope that all the businesses are going to be able to rebuild and, you know, morph into something that's a bit more adaptable, you know. Another low point is the intolerance of some of our politicians, the absolute bile and nonsense that spews out of some of their mouths on both sides, right? You know, I'm tired of it, and I think Australian people are tired of it. I'm sick and tired of this almost reverse virtue signalling. It's dog whistling. I'm sick of it. How about you show some leadership? You know, and I'm not talking about any particular government. No government is perfect. I want leadership, and I want it based on the facts. I want it based on respect, and I want it based on equity. It's not much to ask for. That's what I want.
So, Mac, I think it's been a really tumultuous year. And just to say how supportive you are as, you know, a team player, you think you bought me my first mask going into lockdown just to make sure that we were all okay. So he looks after us in a really good way. But talking about all the bad stuff that's gone on, let's look forward to 2021. What are the things you're really looking forward to that the community can be positive about?
Look, moving to the Pride Centre for Joy is not just good for Joy and our listeners, it's good for our community. We're going to be sharing that space with a lot of really, really important community organisers. In fact, the community organisations that really, really engage with our community. We're going to share the building with a health service that is actually focused on its community, on its patients, on its staff. We're in a building that is going to be, you know, a beacon of equality and diversity. We're going to be part of the revitalisation of Fitzroy Street. The future looks good. If we can keep COVID in check and Joy can continue to grow and prosper, my personal life is good. I've got plenty of work, right? I've got plenty of things to do. I've got plenty of television to watch. I've got plenty of books to read. You know, I've got a great partner. I've got a great dog. All those other things that happen in my life, they're all looking good for 2021. And I hope that everyone that's listening can look forward to 2021 with some confidence, no matter where you sit on the scale, because we do actually need to work together as a community and support each other and respect each other. But you know what? We need to call out the bullshit. You know, the politicians and others, business people, that talk bullshit, you know, we are on this show going to continue to call them out. That's what I want to see in 2020.
Great words, Macca, great words. We've had a barrage of messages while you were speaking, and there's lots of them. I'm not going to go through all of them, but one of them's actually, I'm going to take it as a statement rather than a question. How about interviewing your partner on Joy sometime?
No, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He's a private person, and I respect that. He's entitled to his privacy.
Of course he is.
Being my partner comes with some
a price.
A price, you know. He gets the last word at night, the first word in the morning. He has a lot of influence. He guides me in a lot of my decisions. But he's not a public person.
Yeah.
He's there for me. And that's what matters, and I'm there for him.
And a lovely message here from 317, who says, great to hear Fiona and all the quiet achievers behind the scenes. So there you go.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.